CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 15th of October 2017. Here are the main news headlines. BBC DG to open G8 BBC Shack, upcoming train the trainers courses, exercise Blue Ham on 5 MHz. On Wednesday the 18th, BBC Director General Tony Hall will cut the ribbon to mark the official opening of the new G8 BBC Radio Shack at Broadcasting House London. The station, home of the recently formed London BBC Radio Group, will move on to from test transmissions to full operation following a watch period of a few months, during which the master control room at BH are checking for any interference issues. It's hoped that the Director General will be able to pass a greetings message over the air to GB3RS at the RSGB's National Radio Centre in Bletchley Park, or GB2RN on HMS Belfast, depending on the propagation conditions of the day. GBBC will be active on HF bands and VHF and hopes to expand operations further in the near future. Train the Trainers is free to any RSGB member teaching at foundation, intermediate or advanced level. It's especially designed for anyone who doesn't already have professional background in teaching. Courses have to be pre-booked. One is planned for the 18th of November at Worksop Amateur Radio Club. Contact Steve Hambleton by email g0eaksteve@gmail.com to book your place. Then on the 9th of December, there'll be a training session at Thames Amateur Radio Group in Southend-on-Sea. Email nigel.m0ich@gmail.com to book a place. Cadet Radio Exercise Blue Ham 17-2 is an HF radio exercise on the MOD amateur shared band of 5 MHz. It takes place on 21st to 22nd and 28th to 29th of October from 0800 to 2000 UTC. Feedback received from previous exercises has resulted in changes to the scoring system. Details at https://alphacharlie.org.uk/exercise-blue-ham. The RSGB Examination Standard Committee report of 2017 is available for download. It includes submissions about Air Cadets Organisation Foundation equivalent exam. A comparison of the 2016 RSGB exam passes with the RCF figures of 2005 shows a fall in the number of passes at both foundation and intermediate levels. You can download the full 2017 Examination Standards Committee report at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-1715a. The DXCC Most Wanted Entities list has just been updated on Club Log as of the 1st of October. The top 10 entities remain unchanged, with the top three being P5, North Korea, also known as DPRK, 3Y-B, Bouvet Island, and FT5W, Crozet Island. The complete DXCC Most Wanted list is at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-1715b for beta, and Island Chasers will be pleased to hear the team is planning to activate Bouvet Island, IOTA AN002, early next year. We'll report more news as it becomes available. British Railways Amateur Radio Society is holding its AGM on Saturday the 28th of October at the Brunswick Inn at 1 Railway Terrace, Derby, DE12RU. It's almost opposite the railway station car park. Starting at an informal chat noon, the AGM starts proper at 1:15pm. The AGM is in a private ground floor room. ENG4EAN, the BRARS secretary, says that the BRARS committee is hoping for a good number of members to attend. For more information, contact Ian Brothwell, G4EAN, via email g4ean@brars.info or on 0115 926 2360. Membership of BRARS is open to anyone with an active interest in amateur radio, and details are at www.brars.info. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today the 15th, the Holsworthy ARS Rally takes place at Holsworthy Community College, Victoria Hill, Holsworthy in Devon, EX22 6JD. There's free car parking on site with disabled access. There'll be trade stands and a bring and buy. Catering is available on site. Contact Howard M0MYB by email to holsworthyarc@gmail.com for more details. Today also sees the Hornsey Amateur Radio Rally at Floral Hole, 7th Esplanade, Hornsey, HU18 1NQ. There's car parking at the venue. Doors open 10 a.m. Admission £2 with under 14s free. There'll be trade stands and bring and buy, special interest groups and an RSGB book stand. A raffle will take place. There's catering on site. Details from Rick M0CZR 01964533712 or email to rfigures106221@al.com. A WADARC junk sale takes place on Wednesday the 18th of October, starting at 7:30 p.m. in the Jubilee Hall, Lancing Parish Church, South Street, Lancing. There'll be no entrance fee to non-WADARC members. Everyone's welcome. The sale will include items from the estate of the late Brian Phillips, G3GVB. Most items can be viewed in advance on the club website, tinyurl.com/GB2RS-1715C. On Saturday the 21st, Carrick Fergus Amateur Radio Club is holding its rally at Downshire Community Centre, Downshire Road, Carrick Fergus, BT387DA. Doors open at 11 a.m. Admission is £3. Light refreshments available. All are welcome. Details from Elizabeth Ford via email to Elizabeth Ford with an E, figures64@yahoo.com. Next Saturday also sees Yeovil Amateur Radio Club's 71st anniversary event at Sparkford Village Hall, Sparkford near Yeovil in Somerset, BA227ED. Admission is three and light refreshments are available. There'll be displays, computer-controlled radio, SDR, Morse, spy sets and more. Ex-members are welcome. More information, contact Bob on 01963440167. Next Sunday, the 22nd, the Gala Shields Rally takes place at the Volunteer Hall, Gala Shields, TD13JX. Doors open 11:15. 15 minutes earlier for disabled visitors. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy and refreshments. Admission £2.50, and please note that round pounds are no longer acceptable. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom and on the RSGB website, please email full details to radcom@gb2rs.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources. Janusz SP9FIH will be active again as E44WE from Palestine on the 18th or between the 18th and 29th of October. He'll be active on 30, 15, 12 and 10 metres SSB, PSK 63 and RTTY. He'll participate in the CQ Worldwide SSB contest on 15 metres, QSL via Club Logs OQRS or SP9FIH. See www.e4.deexpeditions.org for more information. Flavio IW2NEF will be active holiday style as 3 Bravo 8 stroke call sign from Mauritius. IOTA reference AF049 between the 16th and 23rd of October, QSL IK2DUW. Marty, OH2BH and others will be active as 4 Sierra 7BHG from Sri Lanka from the 25th of October to the 1st of November. They'll be focusing on the low bands and but will participate in the CQ Worldwide DX SSB contest, QSL OH2BH. Steve, N6SJ, will be active as A52SJ from Paro in Bhutan from the 12th to the 19th of October and again for one night. On the 26th of October, this will be a top band only operation with activity on 1826.5 kHz CW or 1840 kHz FT8 if conditions are marginal. QSL via home call log search on club log. Now, the special event news on the 21st of October, members of the Wrexham Amateur Radio Society will put on a special event station during the open day at the Brimbo Heritage Project. Using the call sign GB1BSW, they'll be active on HF and VHF looking for contacts in this country and all round the world. Feel free to pop along and have a go at talking to the world without wires, whether or not you're licensed. Solihull Amateur Radio Society will be running two jamboree on the air stations on the 21st of October. GB1NSS will be on the air for Nelson Sea Scouts in Solihull, and GB0SDB will be active in Birmingham. From the 20th to the 22nd, Whatcombe Radio Club is running Jota Station, GB3TBS, from Torbay Borough Scouts at the Torbay District Scout Come in Torquay. Celebrating 60 years of Jamboree on the air, the station will operate on Friday before the official start of Jota. From 7 a.m. to midnight Saturday, hours will be at 9:30 to 8 p.m. and on Sunday it's 10 to 1. That's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Scouts are expected to attend all three sessions and pass greeting messages. They'll be in amateur television stations thanks to local members of the British Amateur Television Club. The first event in 1957 included an ATV station, so this seems rather appropriate. Greypoint Fort Amateur Radio Society will be operating Jota and Jamboree on the internet, Joti, J-O-T-I, with Bangor West Explorers Scouts. Activity will be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday, Saturday and Sunday at Greypoint Fort, Fort Road, Helens Bay, Crawford's Burn, County Down, BT19 1PU. There'll be talking station, and attractions include family activities and special interest groups. Contact Stephen McFarland, GB0GPF, on 0289-263-4315, or email greypointfort, all one word, at hotmail.co.uk. Perth Repeater Group is running a Jota event with the 1st Perthshire Pitlochry Scout Group next Saturday and Sunday. From 9 a.m. to 6 p.m, operations will be at Athol Road, Pitlochry in Perthshire, PH16 5BX. Contact Martin Hobson, GS0PRG, on 01796-472140, or email martin.hobson@btinternet.com. Coventry Amateur Radio Society is taking part in Jota next Saturday and Sunday, supporting the Coventry Minotaur Unit. GB0CMU will be on the air from the Scout Headquarters Partridge Croft in Coventry. Now for contest news. The Oceania DXCW contest ends its 24-hour run at 0800 UTC today the 15th, using 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, it's the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 23 SEMS band. RST, serial number and locator forms the exchange. On Wednesday, the 80 metre autumn series data leg takes place from 1900 to 2030 UTC, using data modes only. On the 3.5 megs bands, the exchange is RST and serial number. Thursday sees the 70 megs UKAC from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 4 metre band. The exchange is RST, serial number and locator. The Work Tall Germany contest takes place from 1500 UTC Saturday to 1500 UTC Sunday, using CW and SSB, 80 metres to 10 metres. The exchange is RST and serial number with the DLs sending DOK. Next Sunday sees three events, the 50 megs AFS contest taking place on 6 metres, 0900 to 1300 UTC, all modes can be used, and the exchange is RST, serial number and locator. Also starting at 0900 UTC next Sunday, the UK I'm not sure how this is pronounced, you have to excuse me, it's written as UK small UG, 24 to 76 gigahertz contest runs until 1700 UTC, all modes can be used on the bands between 24 and 76 gigahertz. RST, serial number and locator forms the exchange. Finally this week, the Rolo 2 contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC on Sunday, 2030 UTC, using CW only on the 3.5 megs bands. The exchange is RST plus the rolling locator. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week saw a mixed bag of terms. In terms of HF propagation, at the beginning, quiet geomagnetic conditions saw the HF bands alive with DX, with a K index hovering between 0 and 1, the ionosphere was showing what it can do during a typical autumn day. There were openings up to and including 12 metres, with Dieppe being worked as far afield as India, Cocos Keeling Islands, Falkland Islands, and São Tomé Príncipe off the west coast of Africa. Unfortunately, as we predicted, it didn't last, as high-speed solar winds stream from a coronal hole, moving at more than 500 kilometres per second, impacted the Earth on Wednesday the 11th. This sent the K-index soaring to 5, and after a brief ionospheric enhancement, maximum usable frequencies started to plummet. By Thursday, the MUF over a 3,000-kilometre path was struggling to exceed 14 megs as the geomagnetic storm continued, but another pre-auroral enhancement, probably due to a surge in the incoming solar wind stream, saw 10 metres open to DX briefly on Thursday afternoon, with Saudi Arabia booming in. Next week, the solar flux index is predicted to remain in the range of 74 to 80, reflecting where we are in the declining solar cycle. Ionospheric conditions may be unsettled this weekend following the final throes of the coronal hole solar wind stream, but then it should improve. Geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be quite settled after Tuesday the 17th, with a maximum K-index of 2. If this is correct, it means that reliable HFDX may return, giving good openings up to 21 megs, perhaps even 24 megs, for the rest of the week. Now up to VHF and propagation news. We're stuck with a very unsettled weather pattern, and it seems as though the northwest of the country is most likely to experience the more disturbed weather conditions, with strong winds and a risk of gales. None of these are good for tropo, but we may see some good options for rain scatter on the gigahertz band. We have nearby high pressure over the continent, and this should be a player at first over the weekend. It'll decline early next week, and any temporary tropo is only likely to be available from southern Britain, favouring paths towards the continent. Meteor scatter conditions should be better this week, with the Epsilon Geminid shower on Wednesday and the larger Orionids peaking sometime in the early hours of Saturday. Interestingly, the Orionid meteor shower is one of the showers created by debris from Comet Halley. You'd better get your QSOs in, says here, with the 3DA0MB 8-band EME the expedition to Swaziland early next week. Moon declination goes negative again on Wednesday, and the moon reaches apogee on Thursday with highest losses. As the sun and moon are close on Thursday, noise will be an issue on VHF. At least it's a daytime moon, and the gigahertz band dish feed changes can be done without a torch. More details of 3DA0MB are available on the HB9Q logger and MoonNet. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me with a cold until next week.